Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for being here for our next call in the Sensual Hearing series, Transforming Anger into Movement and Momentum. So as we get into today's call, I'll invite you to just make your way to a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed. And just to start off, I'm going to switch things up because I have my spidey senses are speaking that we may be getting into the breath cycle work that we do with Body Talk. So I'm just going to actually start off with going to a bit of a review of that. I honestly can't remember the last time I've talked about it either on these calls. So you've likely heard me talk about it at some point, but it sure hasn't been for a bit. So I thought I could review it here. And when we work within Body Talk for the Bodygenics pieces and working with emotional release work and freeing up the diaphragm and getting the breath moving and grooving, we also work with a little bit of pelvic movement and pelvic rocking within that. So that form of pelvic breathing, if we want to call it that, begins with, well, it can begin with either the inhale or the exhale. But as we work with the inhale, the pelvis is meant to tip forward. And what that means and looks like is our pubic bone moves more towards the front body and the tailbone moves more towards the back body. And within that movement, it actually may even extend all the way into the spine, the back. If you're really sensitive, you'll even feel it move energy all the way up into your third eye as it goes up and around the spine and down and over. On the exhale, that whole process reverses. And we rock back, but not to the point where we slump, which is super easy to do, especially if our adrenals are fried. And most of society's adrenals are a little fried, especially these days. So as we work with that breath, I'll see if I can adjust my computer. I'll move it back a little further, and I'll do a little demo of that. So that inhale would look like this. As that pelvis moves forward, of course, I wore all gray and black, so you're having a tough time probably differentiating where my pelvis is. Let's try this. Is the inhale, and then the exhale happens while maintaining length in the spine. So the most common thing I see people do on the exhale is sometimes this. They'll do the inhale, and then they'll exhale and do that. That's the adrenal slump. That's how you know your adrenals are in need of a little extra support if they do that, which is really, really common. Okay? Also, this is a good test for clients. If you ever see clients sit down and they sit, but then they extra sit that with that slump afterwards, it's a good sign that our adrenals are a little fried. So to recap, the sort of healthier version of that is to, again, rock forward with the inhale and rock back with the exhale. Forward with the inhale. Back with the exhale. And you're hearing me really exaggerate the sound of my breath, just as a cue for you to hear what it is I'm doing, but it's not required that you take really noisy breaths unless you feel called to, okay? So just a recap with that inhale and exhale for our breathing cycle, as we refer to it in Body Talk. There are 100+ different ways to breathe easily according to the Hatha Yoga Pradipika. And this is just one version of getting our spine to flow with our breath and getting our body connected to that. As I've been referring to it a couple of times, the molecular breathing is we breathe with our whole body, with that sense of wholeness to it. Okay, I digress on all of the left brain stuff, and now I'll invite you to connect to that breath however you wish, dropping all of that unless it just naturally shows up and the body mind wants to explore that breath. And just see if you can take out some of the efforts, even just taking out 1% of the effort as you breathe, however your body mind feels called to you in this moment. And feel free to sit, lay, adjust your body posture as you're connecting to this breath of yours. As you connect to that breath, I'll invite you with every inhale to call in the new, to receive, to invite in. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink just a little bit deeper into that cushion below you. And as you settle here, gently scanning the body mind, looking for something that's either pleasant or at the very least neutral. It may be a part of you, or it might be a time, a memory in which you felt most like you. And as you connect to this area, this memory, whatever it might be that's pleasant or neutral, noticing what it is you like the most about this and how that makes you feel. What's the impact of this on you? And as you take a moment just to be with this, I'll offer my thanks for being here and being you. And thank you for this you and all that's created you. Thank you to all those who have come before that have given this opportunity for you to be here now. Thank you to the families, the ancestors, the lineage, and thank you to the very land that nourished them all and supported us all, the land and all of her creatures. And deep, deep thanks to all of those who have stewarded this land, giving rise to our capacity to be here and to receive life itself. Om Shanti. And taking a moment to perhaps turn your attention to looking to any areas of the body that are a little alive, calling you. And if there's anything else to add, to mention for the session, feel free to type it on into that chat feature of noticing the ones I haven't had a chance to type back. And I thank you to those of you that have shared privately with me, and know that you can do that, or you can address it to everybody if you feel so called to. And when you found that area that might be a little bit not so pleasant, feel free to gently connect your breath there in any way that the body mind feels called to breathe, with or without our earlier cues. Although if that's available and it arises as the breath that's here for you today, feel free to use it. Yeah, just like that. Thank you for your breath and your presence to you. And as we start the session, I'm just cleaning some schmutz off my glass before I take a sip off of that, in case you're wondering what that was. I'll invite you just to take a moment to give the body just a little wiggle woggle, shake shimmy, realigning anything that's calling you to readjust and getting perhaps 1%, 5% more comfy. And as we drop into the first bit of body talk here, we're starting off, interestingly enough, with a cellular repair. No small thing to start a session off with. It's always interesting when I start here. So it's restoring the cells back to their fullest potential of health. And we're working here on the skin and in particular, the base layer of the skin, which is where our Wei Qi, that protective energy layer, hooks into. So the bottom layer of our dermis here, our hypodermis region. And in this area, as the area tends to get a bit congested wherever there is a little connective tissue at the bottom of that skin, we're going to run lymphatic drainage here, cleaning, just doing like a general spring clean, so to speak. And as this lymph moves, cleaning out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. It's helping to let go of any areas where you've been perhaps a little overzealous, or dare I say the word stubborn, and standing your ground at the cost of loss of flexibility or openness to other perspectives, perceptions, opportunities. So in essence, supporting open-mindedness while doing a general cleanup, which much like when we spring clean our home, things are more open. So as this spring clean occurs, opening up the faculties of the mind and the sensual senses in their perception of what the mind is receiving. And as we clean house here in this way, connecting to the ears, and that is including both the physical and the subtle sense of hearing. The subtle sense of hearing connects us to, in part, hearing our thoughts, as well as being able to hear other people's thoughts. And if we're really sensitive, hearing what's been unspoken, in that subtle sensory way. And as we work with this, we're actually addressing a little piece of charge, emotional charge from age two, around don't tell me what to do. And within that sense of like longing for independence, which is usually what's at the crux of that for our 2-year-old temper tantrum moments. And sometimes we don't really grow out of those as adults. There's still a lot of that energy floating around. Don't tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me. And then on the other side of that, there is the rule follower side of I will follow anything that you say. And as we work with these two parts and the polarity between here, and you may only have resonance with one, although note that the other one is likely at work at a subconscious level, even if you're not aware of it. We're actually going to run a Sidri on that polarity to resolve both of these things as it takes place within this sensual hearing. Starting off with C, circulation of all the basics, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Working with the endorphins, the hormones, and the endocannabinoids that, excuse me, lower inflammation, lower anxiety, depression, help our nervous or immune system, really our whole body to heal. And then we're also running a round of hydration here and balancing yin and yang, feminine and masculine, with that hydration that I just mentioned a moment ago, supporting the capacity to take in water, joy, and release any impurities that no longer serve. And I'm specifically seeing that release those times in which we self-criticize, self-condemn, judge ourselves incredibly harshly. And related within that, this is like a session within a session, so to speak, the habit pattern that goes within that of it creating the seeming external other and also condemning or judging and maybe saying some harsh words. And it's orienting specifically to that push-pull. So whether we are blaming ourselves, criticizing ourselves, condemning ourselves, or it's being received from the external, because the external world will just take the cue of what's happening internally to an extent. We're also, at the same time, I'll get back to Sidri, I promise, releasing the tendency to go into self-blame. And in that, the pattern of always looking to be the one to be responsible, always looking to be the one that's accountable, being accountability hog, or someone who's like, yeah, I'll just address that. Rather than looking at, maybe it's not me, maybe it's just the situation, the circumstances at hand. So sometimes we can be too overeager to internalize those events that are seemingly external at hand. And what if this wasn't your fault? What if this wasn't on you? What if this wasn't on you? And within that, doing an emotional release around, a general emotional release, around loss of control. It's like, well, as long as I'm the one at fault, then I get a sense of being in control. I just have to always suffer the stigma of being the one to blame. And with that, carrying low self-esteem, inferiority, playing small, etc. Okay. So as we work with that pattern, we're actually running a cellular repair on the lymphatics where this is being carried, along with the kidney meridian. Okay, beauty. And as we work with this all, supporting the kidneys' capacity and their meridian's capacity to regulate our nervous system at a very deep core level. As we get even more clear about what's really ours to own and what's not ours to be in. Okay, so now as I come out of that little session within a session and finishing off the Sidri, there's the D for the defrag, much like a computer defrag, a spring clean, taking out the clutter where it seems like there is perhaps no other possibilities and we were stuck in rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to other possibilities, new opportunities, new perceptions, what's available here, what's possible here. And with that, all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization to support that all. Integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Think of that as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And the Sidri is actually running for the next 4 days. And as that runs, unwinding the connective tissue through the right shoulder, and it looks like that's been bearing and shouldering, so to speak, the load of the internalization of self-blame and the over-eagerness to be a little excessively accountable or be the one at fault, so to speak. And as we work with that, it's now linking into the region of the Hara, that sexual chakra region, that center of vitality. And it's defined by self-worth, and the permissions here are, I know my worth, I know my worth. And there's a second one very close. I claim my worth. I claim my worth. I claim my worth. And if it calls to you to participate, feel free to do so. I invite you to even just say those words while you reach out and literally grab with your arm, your hand, and claim your worth, wherever it is you want to reach out to find that in your space. And as you claim it and grasp onto it, bringing it back to you. And you can place that wherever you feel called to. My hands tend to just gravitate towards my heart and that Hara region. But your hands may decide to reach out and grab and claim your worth and place it perhaps anywhere else. I noticed my hands went to my ears that time. So without even having to direct your body mind, just see where your hands feel drawn to go and to land, and feel free to play with that as we proceed with the work here. And as you claim your worth and drink that in, feel free to receive it like nourishment, like a fine meal. And taking a moment, perhaps even to slow down and pause enough to notice the impact and how this feels as you claim your worth. Running one more permission to support this process. I can do this. I can do this. And this is now linking into that more formal breath cycle, that formalized sort of way of breathing with the pelvic rock and movement there. So I invite you, if you feel called to embody that, we're going to link to it energetically now that you know what it is. That's more than enough, but feel free to also explore your breath with that pelvic movement. And if you're still playing with the arms, you're welcome to do all of that at the same time. If that's not too much. If it is too much, just pick one. Pick one, arms or breath. And as you connect this to the breath cycle, every inhale receiving even more of that worth, and every exhale releasing anything in the way of that worthiness landing here. And on that exhale, I actually see you releasing forgiveness and anything that's in the way of you not being able to connect to that capacity to trust self, trust this body mind as a reflection of how it relates again to the seeming external other. And perhaps with that breath cycle, if it's not too much to pay attention to, noticing if this breath can move through the very midline of your body. And if there's any little sticky bits, we're just going to release some adhesions through the central line. It'll be a little different for everybody. However, there is one common one, which is right on top of the sphenoid bone on the cephalic portion, the very sort of like if we were up high looking down on the sphenoid bone, which resides roughly in the center of the skull. It connects all the other skull bones, and it's meant also to rock and move with the breath, which is likely why it's coming up here on the back of our breath cycle work. As we connect that to the midline breath work here, and releasing this adhesion at the very top of the sphenoid, at the bottom, the caudal portion, if we were from our feet looking up at the sphenoid bone, releasing some anger here. Releasing some anger to support that capacity to step even deeper into forgiveness. And forgiveness, really, I think it should be spelled for I give to myself. But it has nothing to do with anyone else. It just seems that way. We're just making some space and opening up the capacity for you to connect to you in its truest perception without this anger being here. So you can literally see clearly what's before you. And as it releases off of the base, the underside of the sphenoid, it's also coming out of the bladder ones, which is not typically a path I have seen before. And as it comes out of bladder ones, we'll also run a simultaneous body chemistry on any toxicity, whether that's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, that's contained within this or that this has set the stage for. So I invite you, if you feel called to take now one hand, both hands, however you feel called to the area the sphenoid bone would be roughly, if it was coming external, right to the temple, so the area just below that. And as you tune into this anger, invitation to explore with all five senses, what does this anger feel like? It might not be pure rage. It might be just that general disgruntled discontentment, that like, kind of energy where it's almost borderlining on a little titch of apathy, even like, I just don't want to. It's so annoying, so irritating, that type of energy. And it could go all the way up to that anger, that rage, that fury. Just noticing what's present for you in this moment. And wherever your attention goes is perfect. As you connect to this anger and noticing how it feels in the body. Also, let's explore if there's a sense of how this might smell or taste. If you could smell or taste this anger, what would it smell or taste like? And if this anger had a sound would it most want to express? It might be just a tone, a noise, a word, a message. And as this comes off, I'm already seeing it starting to loosen up. Anger loves to move. Also noticing the visual. How does this look to you? Is there a color, an image, a shape, a size? And as you tune into this, just notice roughly if this is the shape, size, not shape, pardon me, size of a pea, a ping pong ball, a grapefruit, a cantaloupe, a watermelon, a beach ball, bigger. And as you breathe into all of that energy here, imagine that you can take all that you've observed and make it more seemingly rich, thick, dense, real. Yeah. And with every breath, loosening up the edges of whatever shape this appeared as for you. And with every breath, inviting that energy into your hands. For those of you that like the countdown, in 3, 2, 1. Beauty. And I see that just moving down towards the inner corners of the eye and coming out that way. However, it can release however you like. If your sense of directionality is different than mine, just trust that and follow that. I'm going to do one more sweep of that. Nice. Feel free to take as many passes as you need to dust little dust bunnies out of there. And as it comes out of, again, my energetic awareness, yours gets to be whatever it is for you. For the inner corner of the eye, I'm actually seeing release of old tears, old grief. Grief that may not have been yours, ancestral grief. And this ancestral grief seems to be carrying with it a sense of grief around disconnection. And specifically, disconnection due to being misunderstood. Misperceived, misunderstood, misjudged. And then I just hear kind of like a child temper tantrum, but a little bit more of a teenager temper tantrum. That's not who I am. And as that grief and the underlying anger within it begins to leave the system in this way. Connecting into the sense of ears and hearing, pardon me, sense of hearing within the ears to deeply connect to hearing your true nature, your who you really are underneath misperception, misjudgments, whether that's a misperception by others or a misunderstanding of your own self. And we're connecting that all once again to the breath cycle. Feel free to give that pelvic rock a breath or two if it calls to you. And see if it does. See if it does. And feel free to completely ignore that direction if it doesn't call, if it doesn't feel right. Your no is welcome here. Your no is always welcome here. Just as your yes is. if there's anything that remains around just the general concepts of being misperceived, misunderstood, misjudged. Let's do just a little bit of core reveal and release work here. So I invite you to welcome that in. And as you welcome that in, just allowing it to be here, just as it is and just as you are. And as you tune into this energy of welcoming it and allowing it to be here, just check and see, could you let this go just for now? As best as you can, would you let this go just for now? When would you be willing to let that go? And we're gonna just do one more release. All about you once again to welcome that to be here. Anything that comes up for you around misperception, misjudged, misperceived. Also welcoming all the different stories, thoughts, ideas, judgments, needs, wants, desires, and anything else about that. And now also welcoming the need to potentially fix, change, have this be in some other way different. And then welcoming with that the sense that this is yours to carry. This is personal, that it's about you, that you're the one to blame. And now, inviting you to welcome the all that is beyond this. Welcoming what is beyond this all. And then we're linking that into a stomach one acupuncture point. Which hangs out right around the space just below that pupil, but just above that bony sort of eye sockets, just in between in that space here. As we work with this area here, it can release a little bit of like buildup of yang energy in the head, the face, through the releasing of heat, like redness, swelling, pain. Remember a moment ago where we were talking about old tears, old grief? That's more bladder one, although there's certainly an interesting relationship between the two as they support this all. And if we are prone to things like having leaky eyes or night blindness or like a tendency to like wry up our face or anything like that, twitching, it can help to support that too. And as we work with stomach one here, I actually see another release of anger coming out now through here. And this time it's actually draining through the sinuses. And our sinuses typically store our relationship to our external environments. So that might be a general, how you're relating to the world at large, or to something specific. And as we clean out the anger from the sinuses through stomach one here, I see it also releasing anything that's getting in the way of us feeling a little bit disorganized or like lacking in planning and in foresight. Or it could be the other extreme. I tend to be in this camp of being a little overly planned out or a little overly organized. Yeah, so wherever you happen to be on the excess or deficiency of that. And as this releases, I actually see it, interestingly enough, making space to connect to the sense of internal wealth, internal self-value. And that too becomes a mirror for how we relate to abundance, prosperity, how open we are to inviting that in and receiving it. And as that anger releases stomach one, I see us coming out of our heads and into our bodies to naturally connect to the capacity to connect to finances, wealth, abundance, self-value, and looking at both sides of that coin, internal and external wealth, simultaneously. And underlying this, a fear that people will judge me based on my finances. Again, whether there's excess or deficiency, feeling at the mercy of others' observations, and releasing a pattern of wanting to hide that away so that others won't judge you. I know a lot of millionaires walking around in pretty raggedy clothes just because they don't want to be judged or treated as special. I know a lot of millionaires who definitely are doing that too. just as a general point, can also go the other way too. So as we're working with this, it's actually clearing out any bits of misrepresentation as it relates to that financial piece, that internal, external wealth. Another way that I could play out in reverse, as another example, might be, and there's many that we could draw on here, is, you know, when you have just like a crap day going on and we dress up to the nines and we grab our brightest thing in the wardrobe to make us feel perky and put us all ourselves out there to be perceived as having our stuff all together, having internal wealth in some way, internal abundance. So it's just another sort of cognitive discrepancy there as an example. And as I lump those all together as the, I'll tag it with the word, perhaps not the best word, misrepresentation, we're working with the energy of that all, that cognitive dissonance, that misrepresentation between what's happening internally and how that shows up in your actions. And here we're actually working through the yang nature now to unhook any habitual actions that support that dissonance. Because when we're trying to hide and not actually be transparent or truthful with where we're at in this way, shape, or form, it can set the stage for us believing something different than what's actually happening in reality, whatever reality is. We could have a lot of conversations about that. And that dissonance, again, I'll call it cognitive dissonance, sets the stage for lack of honesty for you to be aware of what it is you need to do in your next steps and what action to take that would actually be more helpful for you. So we can define that with the consciousness of self-inflicted delusion or hallucination or fascination with potentially daydreaming, if we want to think of it in those terms. I'm taking a bit of a liberty and a reach with that concept and those words here. And if that doesn't land, then let it be. And then we're linking that all, interestingly enough, into the bladder meridian, which is the yang, and that works through the sense of hearing along with the kidneys to process fear. And as we work with the bladder meridian, supporting here the particular fear of disorientation type of fear, of not knowing where things stand and not being able to in turn get a firm footing. And then we're linking that into the feet. Okay, and actually just a little bit above the foot, we're going into bladder 62, just behind the ankle there. And this point is considered to be a master point for the Yang Chao Mo Meridian. And the Yang Chao Mo Meridian, if there's issues, can sometimes make us feel like we're walking on a bit of a slant. And can also, with it, carry, kind of like what we were working with earlier within the eyes, a little bit of redness, swelling, excess heat in the face, head, and eyes. And with this can sometimes go excessive thinking, feeling just in general overwhelmed and out of control. So as this Yang Chao Mo Meridian shows up here in this way today, releasing that bit of overwhelm simultaneously along with all of the other pieces here. And as that overwhelm comes off of the Yang Chao Mo Meridian, for the bladder 62 points, we're actually just running hydration to help this go with the flow and cool down just a little bit. And as we work with that hydration, again, taking in water, joy, releasing any impurities that don't need to be here. Also for this master point for that meridian, we're running a cellular repair, again, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. Beauty. And now the counterpart, the Yin Chao Mo Meridian, not really a counterpart, the Yin Chao Mo Meridian is opening up to also support the capacity to receive worth, worthiness. And as it does so, I just see the Yin and the Yang Chao Mo Meridians dancing in a new way, relating together in a new way. Almost as if they weren't even aware of each other. And as we work with just simple awareness, presence, essence of these meridians, it's also highlighting the consciousness of self-trust. I'm actually going to be working through one of the master points for this meridian, which is kidney 6 points, which is on the inner ankle, kind of opposite to that bladder point. Beauty. This can also clear out things like depression, issues with abandonment, and give a general sense of strength in our legs and the capacity to walk. I just hear the permissions. I walk this earth with ease. I walk this earth with ease. So being able to take action that's authentic for you in this life with ease. What is it you want to step forward into? What is it that is calling you to step into? What is it you'd like to step into if lack of worth, depression, abandonment, self-trust wasn't here? And just for a moment, if you like, wherever those issues are for you, and if you have all of them, feel free to literally allow me to take them over for you just for a moment. If you want, you can imagine handing them to me. You can physically do it through the computer screen if you feel called to. Taking over any issues around abandonment, worthiness, self-trust, tendencies toward that heaviness that comes with depression that leads us to often inaction. And as you hand those all to me and as I take them over, the invitation is to connect to your breath one more time and notice what it's like to be in your body, in your breath, without those presents. And as you breathe here, connecting the bladder meridian as it runs up roughly just to the other side of the midline of the back body to the rectus abdominis muscles in the front body. And the rectus abdominis is, I like to think of it as a bit of a highway to the heart. And as we connect bladder meridian to heart energy, releasing anything in the way of nervous system dysregulation to support orientation, presence, being in your fullest sense of self, in your capacities to see what's actually truly here and present for you. And then working with, at the same time as this all, circulation of lymph through the space just above the heart, going all the way up to the head, face, neck, including that head brain, and including cognitive processing. I see a lot of lymph cleaning out now through the left brain, releasing old thought patterns, some that may not have even been yours. If we think that, well, really any of our thought patterns are ours, where do they even come from? And as there's capacity for new cognition, new thinking, new thoughts, cleaning out by means of lymphatic drainage again, cleaning out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, through the midline of the brain now, releasing any sense of disconnection created by excessive thinking or just simply having thoughts that don't serve. Put more simply, cleaning out any thoughts that are supporting disconnection. And then on the back side of that, with the permission statement, the words are, I am here. I am here. Now that's linking left brain, interestingly enough, into the third eye region of insight, intuition. Very cool. The image that I have is of the left brain being very gallant, almost like a knight. Back in those days, harkening back to the days of yore, and allowing for the intuition to lead the way, but being supported by this left brain gallantly kneeling down, not in submission in the way that we think of it, but as an offering of service. How can I support you? And then the intuition gets to receive this insight, this third eye region, as it receives support, is releasing a layer of misjudgment, misperception. And as it opens up and steps into the fullness of itself, it's shiny, it's new, it's open, and it's feeling very welcomed and supported to be here, just as it is. And I actually see it shining almost like a gemstone. But I don't have a sense of color of it. I just see that sense of shininess. Yeah, beauty. And with this, doing now an emotional release of grief around left brain and insight, intuition center of third eye, feeling separate. And in that sense of loss, releasing the grief of lack of this type of union being present. And here I feel called, as you tune into perhaps your intuition, your third eye, to let you know all those things that I took over, you could have them back if you want to, feel free to take them. And if you don't want them back, the unworthiness, the self-trust, abandonment, depression stuff, I invite you just to see what would be best to release these two. And we're going to do it in imagination because everyone's going to be a little bit different. If this needs to be released to fire, you can imagine it burning, earth, perhaps burying it, water, whatever form of water calls you in your imagination, wind, you can blow it away, or if there's anything else that it needs to release to, I invite you to do just that. And know that I'm going to do a little lymphatic drainage to clear that all up. And I'm going to actually release it simultaneously to all of the elements. And anything that remains, sending it into the energy of I was trying to find a word to tag it, the mysterious. So it might be something that you know of or that you don't know of. And as we release that, allowing it to disperse just as it needs to, even if you don't know where it's going, and you don't have to have it all figured out for that to release. It just gets to go without you having to direct it or micromanage it in any way, shape, or form if you don't want to. Yeah, beauty. And as that cleans out, we're also doing lymphatic drainage now for the upper chest. Standing with that full open heart. And connecting now third eye to hearts. Harmonizing insight, intuition in this way. And harmonizing the sense of connection of union between the masculine and the feminine nature. Invitation to breathe in any way that you feel called to as this part gets tapped in. Heading to the left ovary, and we're releasing the consciousness of neglect, and it's actually creating a bit of an adhesion that's impacting the entire left side of that body, and being able to literally unfurl, uncurl, and finding that, well, not that a spine is ever meant to be straight, but that essence of tallness, that fullest expansion within your feminine. And it's orienting once again to all things money, all things finances, internal, external, worthiness, abundance, self-value. As we work with this connection to your feminine, the words are just simply, I trust again. I trust again. I trust again and again and again, even when it hurts. Finding on the other side of that hurt, the resiliency to make your way through, to connecting to you, yourself, by releasing anything that's in the way of that, and connecting to the essence of you, all through the means of this energy vibration of trust. Less of an action that needs to be taken, less of a figuring out what needs to be done, or anything that needs to be understood, and more of just simply an acknowledgement of, yeah, I have the capacity to trust. And as you acknowledge it without having to figure anything else about it out, acknowledging trust and allowing it to be here just as it is. And I can't remember if I voiced this out loud, but you've likely heard me at some point speak to trust being a midline energy. And as we work with it through the left side, through the feminine side, it is coming from that midline and emanating out like a radiance of trust into the feminine body. And then I slowly see that now begin to go into the masculine nature. And through here, we actually have to release some old, old patterns of harsh words being spoken and ways that communication actually isn't so supportive or healthy. I'll take it as pathological communication, and that's nothing more than just communication that doesn't hit the mark, that doesn't work. And with that, releasing a sense of violence / being violated by that violence in communication, in words, through the right side. And unhooking that through the sense of hearing those words that you've heard in your environment. Whether that's intimate relationships or people you don't even know on social media alike. And as that releases through the right side, again, that radiance of trust begins to come from the midline through to the right side, bathing the entirety of your being in trust. And then I see that energy of trust beginning to slowly rise into head, face, neck, to whatever degree it does. I invite you to, if it feels right, welcome it by means of breathing here. Beauty. We're going to tap that part in here, invitation to breathe, however you feel called to. Feeling free to stay right where you are with your attention wherever it happens to be, or perhaps just checking in with that internal resource that we found earlier. And connecting to anything that's pleasant or at the very least neutral with your breath now. As I was making the very difficult decision of which song to play for you guys today, I landed on one that I'm not sure if we've actually played before. I'll have to start writing them down. And it's a bit of a longer song, so I'll invite you to tuck in, moving, adjusting your body however you need to. And know that you never need to stay for the song. It's totally optional. It's about an 8-minute song or so. And just before we even get into that, I'm still tapping. So we're not quite done yet. I offer you once again a thank you. A thank you for being here. And a thank you for being you. And all that's created you. Thank you, all that's gone into you embracing this life. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free.
Under my feet. sound, hearing now. That only tree is upside down, branches in the ground. Those hoops and scalp and bird out, I'll pass the nectar wild. Inside the heart is that eternal space. That melody showed me my own true face. You chant a call, I chant a call.
Thank you again, my loves, for calling this medicine in. Thank you once again for being here. All my love. Mwah, mwah, mwah. You're welcome. If you have anything that you need to stay on one-on-one, you're welcome to unmute and wave goodbye. I'm going to stop the recording here. Right back.